Well, Dwayne, how are things in Alamogordo?
They're doing good here in Alamogordo. The city of Alamogordo is starting to do a little bit with the Kids Kingdom over by Oregon Park.
Give us a little bit of background into that for people that might not be familiar with Kids Kingdom, because this was a very tragic event that happened in 2016.
Yes, it the facility itself was built back in 1995 by the community, and tragically on September 23rd, 2016, a fire engulfed the whole structure and burnt it to the, pretty much to the ground. It couldn't be saved. They had to tear down the remaining part of it and clean up and demolish the rest of it. It originally, the land that it was sitting on back in the 1990s wasn't even owned by the city. It was owned by somebody else. And a gentleman in the community came up with an idea for a place for kids to go and play. And he designed Kids Kingdom, and he rallied the community around it. And people from all walks of life in Alamogordo, from Holloman Airmen to just the guy who was a handyman around his own house, went over there. They got the supplies for it, and people brought their own tools, and they built the facility. And it had been a family gathering place and a place for kids to go and play, and until tragically in September of 2016, It caught on fire and pretty much destroyed it did destroy part of the facility or the structure, but they had to tear the rest of it down.
Any idea as to what caused the fire in the investigation?
They determined it was an incendiary fire, but they couldn't determine if it was an accidental or if it was an intentionally set fire. They investigated a little further and determined that pretty much the evidence that would have determined that burned up into the fire. So they came to the conclusion that they would never really find out what, if it was accidental or if it was an intentional fire.
Well, bring us to today. What is going on with it? I know that there is a move by the community to bring it back.
Yes, the city and has always said that they were going to build it back or put some type of playscape there. They settled with the insurance company. They got the check for about $450,000, and now they are putting a fence around it. And they're putting up a retaining wall and moving a little bit further along with the project. They have tentative plans for a playscape, which is more of a, you know, kind of like the plastic slides and things like that without any metal or wood.
Which is what a lot of parks have moved to. You don't find metal in parks anymore.
No, you don't. So
they're going to rebuild it, and is the community looking to come back together to rebuild it, or are they going to contract this out?
They are going to contract it out with a company that specializes in building these playscapes, and they're looking tentatively at the playscape and large pavilions and picnic tables in the area.
Well, that's fantastic, and it's great news.
Yeah.
Can people still get involved in helping out or working with the design of the play area?
They would have to bring it up in public comments with the city commission. But as far as the plans are now, They haven't really made anything definite, but if there are any concerned citizens out there, I encourage them by all means to contact their city commissioner or bring it up during a city commission meeting during public comments.
Well, it's great news that it's coming back, Dwayne. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you.